Welcome to the Chick Show.
Wait, the what?
The Chick Show.
Chick.
Yes.
Okay, because it sounded like you said something else.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm Leanne.
And I am Grace.
Grab your favorite beverage.
And join our talks.
Yay!
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Chick Show. My name's Leanne, and I'm hosting solo this week. And this week, I want to give you three things that you need to do if you are about to make a pivot in your career, whether it is switching companies within the same industry, or if you are going to completely do an about face and change what you do for a living. There's three things that you need to know. I have owned my direct sales business for 20 years. But when I first got into my industry 20 years ago, my full-time career was that I was a tax accountant. And when I started my business, I just started my direct sales job just to make a little bit of extra money on the side. Never dreamed that it would turn into what it has. But after about 6 months of working my career, I realized that I wanted to pursue my direct sales business full-time. Now, I need you to understand where I was at that point in my life, because you may be thinking some of these same things. So I had just finished up college. I was only out of college for a few years. So my parents had spent like $100,000 on my college education for me to become an accountant. I had had internships for me to be an accountant. I was currently employed at the largest accounting firm in the world, and every single thing that I had done up until this moment was for me to land the job that I currently had and be on the career path that I was currently on. And side note, I was in graduate school to get a double master's degree. I've actually completed all of the requirements for my MBA, and I only need two more just general elective classes to have a master's in tax. And so I was very, very far along in the education process too, to be an accountant. So when direct sales landed in my lap and it kind of made me rethink everything in life, I had a really big decision to face. I knew that if I kept in my current career as an accountant, that I was eventually going to reach a fork in the road that honestly, I think all women reach. I hate to say things like always or never, because there will be somebody that proves me wrong. But generally speaking, all women reach this fork in the road where they have to make a choice. Do they want to be a really great wife and mom, or do they want to climb the corporate ladder? And I had seen so many women that had gone before me that reached that fork. And if they chose their career, they did it at the expense of their family. And if they chose their family, they did it at the expense of themselves and lost a piece of themselves in that decision. And I just refused to choose. I refused to believe that there wasn't a way that I could have it all. And I knew that every day that I stayed in corporate America, I was getting one day closer to where I too would have to make that choice. So direct sales for me was my ticket out of the rat race, and I saw the opportunity that came with it, and I knew that it was a viable career opportunity where I could control my income and control my schedule, where I could make the money I wanted to make, and where I could also be the wife and mom I wanted to be. But that all sounds really good until you're faced with the decision of, wait a minute, am I really about to walk away from my comfort zone? And that's really what it's about. Even if you're just switching from one company to another and still keeping the same job, you know, sometimes we like to dance with the devil that we know, right? It may not be the best situation in the world, but you know it, and you know what to expect. And so anytime you're making a career change or a company jump, there's unknown that comes along with that. And I have paralyzing anxiety to begin with. I don't need any more unknown in my life. So as somebody that has successfully navigated my way from a high-powered corporate job to a non-traditional direct sales opportunity, I want to walk you through the three things that I can look back on now and realizing that these are three things that every woman needs to do if you're faced with this type of decision. So let's jump right in. So number one is the money decision. So are you going to stay in your current job until you find another opportunity that will completely replace that income? So this I find is, it's if you're switching traditional jobs where your paycheck is guaranteed. You know what you're going to make every month, every year. So are you waiting to stay in the job that you're in until you find something that will replace or increase the income that you're already making? Or what I find is a lot of our listeners are thinking about starting a direct sales business or doing a side hustle or turning your passion, hobby project into a career. Are you going to work those two jobs simultaneously until your hobby replaces your full-time income? So that's the first thing that you need to decide. And I can honestly say that I did have the benefit that I was not married and didn't have kids when I needed to make that choice. So in some regard, it was harder because I didn't have anybody to fall back on. It was just me, myself, and I. But in other ways, it was easier because I didn't have to worry about anybody else being impacted by my decisions. Ryan and I were in a very serious relationship at the time. We were living together, but I knew that I could cover my bills and, you know, all of that. So for me, I decided that I was willing to lower my standard of living so that I could leave my corporate job because I did have a significant amount of income to replace. And I knew that if I chased two rabbits, meaning I was still trying to work as an accountant and go to school and build my direct sales business, that as long as I did that, that I could do that for a short amount of time, but long term, I was going to crack, right? So I decided to lower my standard of income. So I knew that it meant that I wouldn't go to Starbucks every morning. I knew that I probably wasn't going to go on vacation that year. I knew that I wasn't going to go out to eat as much. You know, I looked at all of the ways that I could save money. So I basically sat down and determined what is the bare bones number that I need to live, like to keep the lights turned on in my house, bare bones. And once I was making that number in my direct sales business, I left my corporate job. It all just comes along with your level of risk taking. You know, are you willing to get that uncomfortable in pursuit of a better life? Or are you just, you're just risk averse, which is okay. I don't mean to say that like it's a bad thing. It's just we all have different tolerances for that. And would you feel more secure if you had replaced that income? And like I said, it comes into play if you have kids or, you know, other things going on. So the first thing to decide is what's the number of money that you need to make before you make the jump, and really sit down and write that out and calculate that out and see how you're willing to adjust your lifestyle to make that jump happen faster or slower. The second thing that you need to think about is time. Time. So are you looking for a different career within the same career path? You know, was I looking to stay an accountant, but maybe go get a job that was 40 hours a week instead of 80? Or was I looking to have a complete life overhaul and leave my profession altogether? So for me, I was looking to leave my profession altogether. And so you need to figure out what's your time commitment going to be. So for me, making the transition into making my little side hustle hobby my full-time career, I knew that for a short period of time, I was going to have to work more because I was going to have to give my all to my corporate job that was already 80 hours a week and I was still in school. So I was still going to go to school and do all of those things. And I was going to ramp it up in my direct sales business so that I could be building that more intentionally and faster on the side. So I knew that for a short amount of time that I was going to be working a lot more, but the trade-off of that was that long-term in my life, I would have a lot more freedom and flexibility and less hours. So I was trying to go from an 80 plus hour a week job to a more traditional like 40 hour a week job, but the path to get there was going to mean for me that I had to do both at the same time and treat both like they were full-time jobs. And it was kind of that short-term sacrifice for long-term gain. And I hate that saying. I hate it because I think a lot of times it's weaponized and it's abused. It's weaponized against us. But that's really what short-term sacrifice for long-term gain looks like. I had myself on a deadline. I knew what it was going to look like when I made the transition out of corporate America. And I was working really, really hard every day towards that goal of the day that I would walk out of my job and never look back. Now, I can see now how if I was in that situation as a busy wife and mom of two little boys, that decision would have looked very differently for me. So if I was in that situation now, trying to leave my corporate job to go to my direct sales business, it may have been to where I was willing to work less, just willing to work less. And a lot of women make that decision where you go part-time in your job because you're totally okay that you work until, you know, 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you're there to pick the kids up from school and take them to their activities and all of that. And that would have been more of a family discussion that we would have had, had I been making that decision now, as opposed to when I was a single girl in her 20s that made that decision. And just know that there are hard things and easy things that come along with that. It's easy to think like, oh, it must've been easy for you, Leanne, because you didn't have a husband and kids. Like I said, I didn't have anybody to fall back on. There was no safety net there whatsoever. I had to make it work. But also in some ways it was easier because I didn't have a husband and kids and I only needed to take care of myself. So resist the urge to fall into the trap of looking at somebody else's situation and thinking like, oh, well, if only I had X, Y, and Z happening in my life, this would be easier, because it's never going to be easier. I think you know when your current career is not serving you, and you just need to know when to make the jump and when to get out. And I find a lot of times that people hang on way longer than they should. And I hung on way longer than I should have, because I was grappling with the unknown, and I was grappling with going from a guaranteed paycheck to a commission-based job. And I was grappling with, you know, that would have meant that I was walking away from school that I was almost done with, which I ultimately ended up doing. And so there were a lot of big life-changing decisions that came along with that. So you need to be really honest with yourself about what are you trying to do here? Are you trying to go part-time? Are you trying to go full-time? And what is your time going to look like between now and when you leave? And I think you need to put yourself on a deadline. You need to put yourself on a deadline. Like, I'm giving myself this many months until I leave my job. And be realistic with it. Don't say, well, I'm going to try my little side hustle for a month, and if it doesn't work, then it's a sign and I should stay. Like, no, you're going to give the business the time that it deserves, the effort and energy that it deserves, and you're going to give it the commitment that it deserves and work it like you know that it needs to be worked, just so that you're not dilly-dallying around and letting yourself off the hook. You've got a hard deadline in place of where you're walking out that door. The third thing is that you need to have a family conversation. And I even had the family conversation when I didn't have the family. I had it with Ryan. And you need to talk about, first of all, why is this big change going to happen? Why are you leaving your career? Why are you leaving your job? Is it because you want to have more time with the family? Is it because you want more income to be able to live in a different house, or, you know, build up your savings or something like that? Like, what is the driving force that is making you do this big life upheaval career change? With the overall arching picture, the why that's going to drive you. And be really upfront and honest as a family and talk about what that's going to look like. If you've got kids, does it mean that you are going to be working a lot more at night when maybe they're not used to seeing you do that? Or does it mean that you're going to have to carpool more, or that you're going to have to, I don't know, you know, does it mean that your husband's going to help pick up some slack with chores around the house? What is it going to look like? Like, what kind of support do you need from the people around you so that this life transition can happen as quickly and smoothly as possible? But then also let them know the deadline, that this isn't forever. And when you guys are all shared in that, and everybody knows why we're working for this, and that our lives are going to be better because of this, and this is how we're all working as a team to better our family, I think that that is so important, because I've seen so many women make the decision that they want to ramp up their side hustle, but they don't ever lay it out as a family discussion. And that's where resentment builds. You know, you might feel like they're not supporting you in your dreams, and they might feel like you're giving your all to your business and not taking care of them. And, you know, just some really healthy conversation about why we've decided to do what we're doing, what that's going to look like, and what's the benefit in the end. People will support that in which they help create. I'm going to say that again. People will support that in which they help create. And so if it's a family decision and the family is working together to make this happen for the betterment of the family, it goes a lot smoother. And when I was making that decision as a young 20-something with her, you know, very serious, Ryan and I did get married not long after I made that decision. But it was important to me that I wanted to be able to be a single girl and take care of myself on my business income. We did have a discussion on what that was going to look like and what time would I be getting home and what would it mean that I needed to do and, you know, what bills was I still going to be responsible for? All of them, which is what it was. But, you know, we had that healthy discussion and it made it so much smoother for me to be able to walk away from a career that I had really started working in high school to get in a lucrative career and a prestigious career. And, you know, I feel like the girl on Devil Wears Prada, where it's like a million girls would want to have the job you have. A million people would have wanted to have the job I had. And to think about the amount of time I spent in college. And, you know, I was grappling with a lot mentally on what that was going to look like to walk away from the life that I thought I knew. But because we had discussed it and I had a clear path and I knew what it was going to look like and we had a deadline and all those things, it made it a lot easier for me to make the decisions that I needed to make. And it gave me permission to work in the way that I needed to work to make that a reality for our family. And 20 years later, it was the best decision I ever made. I didn't know it at the time. There was a lot of uncertainty. I didn't know if it was going to work. I didn't know. I could have fallen flat on my face. But here's what I did, and here's what I want you to do too, is I want you to bet on yourself. Bet on yourself. I knew that if I worked just as hard and just as good for myself as I did for all of those other companies that had reaped the rewards all those years of my hard work and commitment, that I couldn't help but be successful. And so the best bet that I ever made on myself was 20 years ago when I decided to go into business for myself and work for myself. And 20 years later, my kids live a very different life because of that choice. My marriage is very different because of that choice. Every single nook and cranny of my life is better. It's different in a good way because I made that choice. But hindsight's 2020, and I did not know that at the time. And so it's scary and it's stressful. And even after you make the decision to walk away, you're going to lay in bed at night wondering if you made the right decision. And I wondered if I made the right decision for a few years. Like it's instant overnight and you're all good. But the life of an entrepreneur is just so invigorating and exhilarating. And it is just the best ride you could possibly go on. And when you bet on yourself, you're betting on the house and the house wins every time. So I hope that those three things gave you something to think about if you are in that spot where you're thinking about starting something new or changing careers or career paths or industries. And if there was anything that I shared with you in today's episode that really resonated with you, I would love if you would screenshot it, post it on your social media and tag me. I always like to get the feedback and know like what helped you guys. And we really like to get to know our listeners. And so thank you so much for tuning in today. And we will see you back here next week for another episode of The Chick Show.